Welcome to Medicom Oncology Clinical Pearls Podcast.
Welcome to Managing Myeloma. Today I'll be reviewing the results of the study titled Results from Cartitude 1, a Phase 1b, 2 study of J&J4528, a CAR T-cell therapy directed against B-cell maturation antigen in patients with relapsed and relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. B-cell maturation antigen is a transmembrane glycoprotein. It's expressed at significantly higher levels in all patient myeloma cells and normal plasma cells, but not on other normal tissues, making it a very unique target for myeloma therapeutics. J&J4528 is a CAR T therapy containing two BCMA-targeting single-domain antibodies to confer avidity. It's identical to the LCAR B38M construct from China, used in Legend 2 study among 74 patients, showing extremely promising efficacy in relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. This study took a little heat as the patients were not as heavily pretreated as we see in the U.S. trials. In the current study, Cartitude 1, J&J4528 evaluated the safety, recommended phase 2 dose, and the preliminary efficacy of this CAR T construct in the United States. For the 29 patients that received J&J4528 in the phase 1b portion, the median age was 60 years. Median time from diagnosis to CAR T therapy is 6 years. Patients had received a median of 5 prior lines of therapy. 86 patients were triple refractory to a proteasome inhibitor, immunomodulatory agent, and anti-CD38 antibody. 72% were penta-exposed and 31% were penta-refractory. The median administered dose was 0.73 times 10 to the power of 6 CAR T viable cells per kilogram. The most frequently reported adverse events were CRS and neutropenia seen in 93% of the patients, anemia and thrombocytopenia seen in 86% of the patients. Hematological adverse events of greater than grade 3 included neutropenia of 93%, thrombocytopenia in 69%, and anemia in 55% of the patients. Majority of the patients who had CRS had grade 1 to 2 CRS with only one grade 3 event and one grade 5 event. This was at day 99 from the sequela of a grade 4 CRS. These CRS events had a generally predictable time to onset, occurring at a median time of 7 days post-infusion. The median duration of CRS was around 4 days. 91% of the patients received tocilizumab, and corticosteroids were administered in 27% of the patients with CRS. 3 patients had CAR-T-related neurotoxicity of grade 1, and one patient had grade 3 events. All these events occurred in the context of a CRS and resolved within 1 to 2 days. 29 patients were evaluable for response, which is a post-baseline evaluation at day 28, with a median follow-up of 6 months. Overall response rate was seen in 100% of the patients, including greater than CR rates in 69% and VGPR rates seen in 86% of the patients. Median time to first response was 1 month. Of the 17 patients that had post-infusion day 28 evaluable bone marrow samples, 14 patients were MRD negative at the 10 to the power of minus 5 sensitivity level, 3 at 10 to the power of minus 4 sensitivity level. 27 of the 29 patients are progression-free at a median of 6-month follow-up. J&J4528 CAR T cellular and transgene levels showed expansion and persistence in both the blood and the bone marrow, and median time to peak of expansion was around 13 days after the infusion. Preferential CD8 positive central memory phenotype was observed at the peak of expansion. In conclusion, phase 2 dose of 0.75 times 10 to the power of 6 CAR T cells per kilogram was confirmed. J&J4528 has a manageable safety profile with CRS reported in 93% of the patients, but majority of these were grade 1 to 2 with one grade 3 and one grade 5 event reported. The incidence of neurotoxicity was extremely low and only one grade 3 event was reported, and these correlated with CRS events all the time. Early and deep responses were observed in this heavily pretreated patients. 100% of the patients received an overall response rate. Greater than CR rates were seen in 2/3 of the patients, and majority of the patients, 86% of the patients, achieved greater than VGPR at 6-month post-follow-up. Median time to first response was very short at 1 month. 14 of the 17 patients had MRD negative at 10 to the power of minus 5. 27 of the 29 patients are progression-free at a median 6-month follow-up. The phase 2 portion of the study is fully enrolled. JNJ-4528 has received FDA breakthrough designation for relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. Thank you for viewing this activity.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Medicom Oncology podcast channel for more clinical pearls. And be sure to visit managingmyeloma.com for more practice resources.